We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Let me pick up reading at verse 6. Luke records for us, "And after the feast of unleavened bread, we sailed from Philippi, and 5 days later we rejoined them in Troas, where we stayed 7 days." Now, one of the interesting things that I mentioned last time is that although Paul is this born-again Jew who believes in salvation by grace through faith, he still has moments where there are intersections between Judaism and his messianic Christianity. In Acts chapter 18, Paul went to Jerusalem to complete what has all the earmarks of a Nazirite vow. Now in Acts chapter 20, Paul and his companions sailed from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, which of course is associated with the Passover. Paul really wanted to celebrate the Passover at Jerusalem, but circumstances forced him to do it at Philippi. Now, commentators have kind of a divided mind on what this is all about. On the one hand, some commentaries really state the fact that Paul is continuing along with his salvation by grace through faith, attendance at various Jewish festivals. And so in this case, Paul wanted to celebrate the Passover at Jerusalem in a Jewish synagogue. Other commentaries suggest that this is Paul wanting to meet with the Christians for Passover at Jerusalem, but of course the circumstances forced him to do it at Philippi instead. For me, the larger point is that although Paul firmly believed in salvation by grace through faith, he still continued to observe certain Jewish festivals and traditions. And so Paul makes room for both. Perhaps a large part of this was Paul's desire to keep his connection up with his Jewish friends as he tries to connect them to Jesus himself. So Paul ends up celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread at Philippi, and then he and Luke sailed for Troas. However, after rejoining the rest of the team, Paul only stayed in Troas for 1 week. Now, this seems like a very short time, considering Paul's desire to spread the gospel. So what motivated Paul to keep his time in Troas so brief? Well, if we do a comparison of Acts 20 with 2 Corinthians 2, 12 through 13, we get a fuller picture of what's happening. In the latter passage, Paul writes this, "Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, and a door stood open before me in the Lord, I had no peace in my spirit, because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them, and I went on to Macedonia." Now, it's very likely that Paul took a coastal trading ship from Philippi to Troas. In the first century Roman world, these ships typically operated along the coastlines and within the territorial waters of a single province. They tended to be smaller than deep-sea cargo ships and were designed to carry cargo short distances between ports. But when Paul arrived in Troas, he faced a quandary. He notes that even though there were a great door of opportunity before him, he had no peace in his spirit because he hadn't found Titus. We'll see more of that next time on Verse by Verse.